The Bocuse d'Or is a biennial cooking championship, the culinary equivalent of the Olympics. The prestigious cook-off takes place in Lyon, France, and pits chefs from across the world against one another. This time, two chefs from Hawaii have been selected to compete as Team USA in the next Bocuse d'Or in 2021. Chefs Jeffrey Hayashi and William Barea were joined by instructor Jason Peel to talk about the long road to Lyon with the Conversation's producer, Harrison Patino.
I feel carrying the burden of representing the U.S. is super heavy, but I wouldn't feel confident if we didn't have the support that Mentor and all the chefs that stand behind it are able to give to us. So with their support, I think we have like a really good chance.
I'd have to agree with Jeff. Like, it's definitely a crazy experience, and if we were doing it by ourselves, it'd be even worse. But to have all the support and all the help from Mentor and all the chefs, it definitely makes it a lot easier, a lot better. All their support is just amazing.
Your thoughts as an instructor on this?
It was really exciting to see one of our students from Kapi'olani Community College having Jeff and Will represent Hawaii as the first team from Hawaii. But I'm not really worried. They're very humble, but very motivated. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
This is huge for you guys to be representing the program on such a, not just a national, but an international level. What does that speak to how far this program has come?
There's so many great people that are working at the school and a lot of programs that we're trying to modernize and do different things and new things. And I'm always looking for different outlets for the students. And whether it's competing or just working in an industry or doing something different in the industry, I'm always willing to take that time to help blossom one of our students to become a chef one day.
So this competition in Napa that you guys were a part of, that was a competition in and of itself, but it was also sort of a rehearsal before this Bocuse d'Or. So into the nitty-gritty of it, what did you guys cook there?
For the Bocuse d'Or, it's essentially, you make this big platter, and they always choose a protein, which they want to see what you can do with it. And then you have three vegetable-driven garnishes that accompany the platter, and then they kind of throw you a little twist by giving us this theme plate. Ours this year was chicken was our protein, and then our theme plate was ratatouille. Whether it's something very progressive, something that's very traditional, but they just want to see what you can do with it.
And what was your team's take on that?
Our ratatouille, we went more traditional. They want you to use standard vegetables, so we did more traditional. I would say ours was a little more rustic. For us, we just wanted something that was more nostalgic, something that you eat it, and it's like, that's ratatouille.
And William, you won out for best commis during this competition. Now, for our listeners who don't speak French and are not familiar with the culinary world, what is that, and what was it like to be the one to have the distinction to beat out all the other chefs for that?
So commis is basically just an apprentice or assistant to the main chef. Together, me and Jeff basically built the entire platter and the theme plate. I'm basically just his right-hand man, anything he needs or anything, and then I also have my own stuff to do. As far as winning over everybody else, I don't really think I could say why or how. I mean, I'm grateful for it happening, but we just went in and did what we practiced doing, and then it happened.
How did you guys all each get interested or involved in the culinary world?
I just always had an interest in just working with my hands. Didn't really care for sitting in class. Usually drew a bit more than I should have, but I got into it because of a friend. And then I just really took a liking to it because of the creative aspect of cooking. It's 3D art, you know, for me. And it was just being able to create something, present something, and have somebody judge it or like it. That's what really intrigued me.
I started off cooking mainly with my family, just my grandma and parents. And just from that, I got my first restaurant job at Rory's Beach House on the North Shore. It's right down the street from my house. And I had a chef there that I really liked, and he just kind of encouraged me a lot. And then that on top of school, having all these different teachers from all these different backgrounds just helping you is just a good way to be able to express yourself through cooking, to make people happy when you see them eat your food.
I never thought I would be a chef. Like, I went to school for architecture. If I wasn't going to be an architect, I thought, like, possibly mechanical engineering. But I think it was in my third year at ASU where I was in the architecture program. It was just, like, too overwhelming. It was just too much work, and it essentially burnt me out. And I never told my parents that I, like, dropped out. It got to a point where my mom's, like, asking me, like, yo, when are you going to graduate? That's when I had to tell her, like, I think I'm going to go to cooking school. It was just an easy pick. And then somehow I was introduced to Philippe Potavani, who used to work at Holly Connie, and he's the one who like got me thinking that food can be so much more.
So I'm sure that asking a chef what their favorite dish is kind of like asking a movie lover what their favorite movie is. It's sort of an impossible question. But for each of you guys, is there a certain style of cooking that really called to you and really drew you into cooking? Maybe it was Italian, maybe it was more local home-style cooking.
The cooking that I like the most is probably Japanese. To me, Japanese food is, you like look for the best ingredients, and you try and showcase it. Whether you find like the nicest piece of squash at like the perfect time of year, and you showcase off the vegetable. That's what I like about Japanese food.
I'd have to agree with Jeff. I can't really say I have a favorite, but if I had to choose, it'd probably be Japanese, just because I really like how simple it is. And just the good quality seasonal ingredients is a huge, huge part of that. And I feel if in cooking we don't have that, you can never really reach that quality that you want.
For me, it goes back to what I like about cooking, and, you know, it's creative. And you can always be creative in what you do. And so I don't really have a style that I like. Depends on my mood. and depends on what there's available locally. For me, the biggest thing would be showcasing local product.
What do you take with you when you enter that environment? Are your sensibilities of cooking, are they global? Are they local? What's in your head when you're in a competition like this?
For me, my approach to the whole competition was things that were nostalgic in flavor. But when you look at it, you can't see it. But as soon as you taste it, that's when you're like, oh, that's something familiar. As much as I wanted to use like truffles and caviar, I don't really crave those ingredients. So our potato garnish was essentially a potato salad. It doesn't look like it, but when you eat it, you're like, oh, it's a very nice looking potato salad.
It's all about trying to find that one flavor that you tried when you were a kid or however long ago. It's all about trying to like replicate that and then just trying to elevate the appearance of that. Do you just always have these like pictures in your head of like something that you ate years and years ago and how it tastes? And I think that's what it is just trying to replicate that flavor as elegant of a way as possible.
You guys mentioned ratatouille, and you guys mentioned that idea of having that one bite or that one taste that brings you back to a really formative moment. Now, I'm sure this has been brought to you before, but I can't help but think of the scene in the movie Ratatouille where the character eats that one piece of ratatouille and he's instantly taken back to his childhood home. Is that something that you guys are looking for when you go out and cook things?
It has to be delicious. It has to make you feel comfortable. It has to give you like some kind of familiarity. That's what I think is great about cooking, is it can always take you back to a time and a place.
I think obviously the scene in the movie is a little exaggerated, but it definitely gets the point across. Like, there's always something that you can eat, and no matter what it is, it always brings you back to those good moments.
That's one thing I try to teach for cooking, especially for new young chefs coming into the industry, is to start with memories that you're fond of. Cook that. Try to adjust it to the flavors that you like and build your palate from there. So it always goes back to nostalgia, I think, for most people. Even when you're writing a menu, you know, people have to be familiar with it so they're willing to try something new. And then you blow them away by how different it is. That's cooking to me.
So you guys are well on this way to this competition, but it's going to be a tough road ahead to Lyon. What lies ahead?
So they have to go through one more competition in April where they compete for the Americas, where 12 teams from around North and South America are going to compete in the top five go. I mean, I'm really hoping for the best, and I think they don't have much to worry about because of their talent.
That was head chef Jeffrey Hayashi, Comey chef William Barea, and KCC culinary instructor Jason Peel talking with The Conversation's Harrison Patino about their selection as Team USA for the 2021 Bocuse d'Or Culinary Competition. Team members are on their way to Napa Valley, California, where they'll spend the next 14 months training for the big event in France.